Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace. No. Welcome to the Urban X podcast.
No.
We are here in the building, ready to bring you the most amazing show ever. That's what it is. Don't try to make it something it's not. All right? These things happen. We are now in the mix, ready to go full steam ahead. Whew.
All right.
I can't even do that. I can't believe I just let you get that off.
Let me get that off.
Thank you guys for coming. Hey, if you didn't realize just now, he tried to start everything over because he messed up the audio piece. And shout out to everybody from last week. Thank you for letting us know we had an echo and stuff like that. We know.
Yeah.
It was tough. We had a lot of technical difficulties that we just tried to clean up, and then the show came out late, and people was like, oh, I thought y'all was leaving that show 300. Why y'all leaving now?
Facts.
And then people got all panicky, and I'm just like, do I need to get my membership now? And I'm just like, you should have been had your membership.
That is facts.
You know what I'm saying? You should have been had it. But I like that people were scared. I like that, you know, because we might leave right now.
We might just leave.
You know
what I'm saying? Pull the plug.
But thank y'all for joining. We really appreciate all the support. Continued support.
The continued support that we get here at Urban X.
Yeah.
And we're ready for new things, new ventures, facts. New. Today would have been my mother's 70th birthday. Hey. Mama, rest in peace and all that good stuff. You heard? Yes. And so that's dope. And at Noble School.
Yeah, Noble, because his birthday is until Friday. His daycare, they threw him like a surprise. Not surprise, but party today.
On his grandmother's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Synchronicity.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. He looks so sharp, bro.
Yes, he did, man.
He looks studious today, yeah, man. He was a big boy today.
Yes, he did. You about to be two. It's crazy.
Big boy crazy stuff.
So yeah, super.
Let's get a roll call.
Yes, I saw Baldwin, New York in the house. I saw LA in the house. I
saw Brooklyn in the building early. You know what I mean?
Who else?
I see North Cackalacka in the building early.
Naptown in the building. Las Vegas in the building.
Vegas in the building early.
Chicago in the building.
Facts.
Shouts out to y'all.
We appreciate y'all.
Real quick. Also, shouts out to Aaron Cromartie. I met him over the weekend.
Yeah, you his got son, to meet Aaron, yes.
Yes, our good mod, Aaron Cromartie, our brother. His son Eli had a football camp out at Mount St. Michael Mall High School. He hit me on Instagram. He was like, yeah, I think I met you at high school. And he sent me the address. I'm like, you sure? So like, I went, stopped by, got to meet him, got to meet his son Eli, got to chop it up for a little bit before dope. I had to make some runs.
Dope.
Super cool dude. Really glad to meet him finally. Yeah, man. So
yeah, man, that's what we do. We reach out and touch people.
Facts.
You heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And the son was out there throwing lasers. I seen it.
Seen it.
Yeah.
You seen it?
I seen it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But what else we got? What else we got? Yeah, somebody said Noble's Terrible Twos loading up. For sure.
Yeah, he's downloading the Terrible Twos.
For sure. He is like
he's downloading.
He's been testing everybody lately.
Yes.
And I'm just like, don't get a bean on your birthday. Like
Jay Fries 44, thank you. Yeah, don't get the pow pow on your birthday.
Yeah, man. Jay Fries said his birthday was on Saturday. Happy birthday.
Happy
to
belated.
You,
happy birthday to you too.
So how was your weekend?
Weekend was cool, quiet. Yeah. Need to get focused. We had a little powwow meeting, try to just get focused and prepare for what's coming for us.
Yeah.
Because doing the same things and expecting a different result makes us all crazy.
That's facts.
So we have to constantly, as people, challenge ourselves and not be afraid of what the future holds.
Yeah, you know, it's all about, like, putting yourself, making yourself uncomfortable with stuff. Like, if you always do things and you try to just kind of like, well, let me just tweak this little part of my old routine, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? You have to, like, really drastically...
Yeah.
Kind of throw yourself into the fire with something. If it's waking up early because you never wake up early, you got to do that, right?
Yeah.
If it's journaling because you're scared to journal because you're scared what the hell might be in your head, you got to journal. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Going to the gym. I've been back in the gym the last like 4 days.
Mm, clap that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, it's my first time in the gym in 2 years.
Yeah.
I feel amazing.
Because when you change something, you change everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And our problem is, not the older people. The younger people want instant gratification and results from the change that they're making. The change, you don't plant the seed and then lift the dirt up and go, where's the strawberries or where's the whatever?
Facts.
This whole is a process.
Facts.
It needs to be watered. It needs to have some sunshine, some light, some nurturing, the weather, the cycle. There's so many different, you know, components to when you give birth to even an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with an idea and then it moves out from there. So we are always excited about new challenges, and we hope you are too in your journey in life. Whatever that may be, just be excited about the new challenges that are going to come your way, because they continue to come.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get the show started. Remember, this is show 297, show 300.
Yeah.
After show 300, it's over.
Yeah.
All right, so get your memberships, $5 for the month or $50 for the entire year. And I told you, I broke down the math, right?
Right.
So if it's $5 a month you go for, that's like 16 cents a day.
If you ain't got 16 cents to rock with us, bro, come on, man.
If you go $50 for the year, it's 13 cents a day.
Oh, so you get a little break.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, guys.
Come on, man. All
right. Come on, guys.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I want to say a couple months ago, we came here and we discussed the leaking of the Supreme Court ruling that they were going to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Right.
It caused a big stir. Everybody was upset. Then it caused a lot of strife within the Supreme Court itself, because that was the first time a decision ever got leaked like that. So
right.
A lot of espionage stuff happening. Who leaked it? whose assistant leaked it? Was it a plot from the Democrats to leak it to get people on their side? It was a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, nothing really official came out. So on Friday, the official ruling came out. Roe v. Wade got overturned, which protected... which was like, it kind of protected abortion rights and things like that. So as a result of that, people are going crazy. People are upset on both sides. Not everybody's not upset on both sides, but like on both sides, there's a lot happening, right?
Yes.
So the Republicans, conservatives, they're hyped because this is something that they've been kind of been plotting, fighting for the past like 50 years or so.
Got you.
Every time a Republican gets in or a Republican is voting, he or Republican.
Why do you
running,
think the Republicans are trying to get rid of this?
You have
no conspiracy theories on
why? Well, I always think about the population. I always think about the white birth rates when it comes to like abortion. Like, because I have no clue like why you would care.
Continue.
Because there are, from what I've seen, from what I've read, and from what I just kind of understand, right, there are Republicans who are just kind of like, they're pro-choice because they don't care, right? Mm. If Republicans, they like their government out of their lives, right? Mm. So if you're a Republican, but you're standing on pro-life, that just kind of contradicts what you're all of really about. So a lot of Republicans are just kind of like, I don't care, do what you want to do. Like, just do what you want to do, right? Then there's the pro-choice people on the Democrat side. They use Roe v. Wade as a bargaining chip with Democratic voters all the time.
Now, you know Roe, she lied.
Which blows my mind. Nobody talks about this when this whole thing comes up.
Right.
Because this whole thing is built on a lie, right? A 50-year lie.
Right.
Right. She said she was raped, gang raped by a black man. And apparently she's never had an abortion, right? So this woman, her name is not Jane Roe, but this woman, I forget the lady's name, she built this entire thing and she's never even had an abortion and she lied about even getting raped and things like that. So I think that's nuts. I think the fact that that's never brought up kind of blows my mind anyway.
Yeah, but that also lends to how something can be politically charged to move, legislation in certain ways.
Oh, and that's what it does. Like I said, Democrats, they run on, like, so vote for me day one. I'm codifying Roe v. Wade. Now, which has been interesting is, in this whole thing, I'm seeing a lot of people mad at both sides equally.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Right, right.
Both sides, if you're mad at the Democrats, or you're mad at Republicans for pushing this through and things like that, cool. But it's a lot of people mad at Democrats because they said you've had every opportunity to codify this, to protect this
for years.
For years. Obama said that was the first thing he was going to do when he got elected to office twice. He said that the first time he ran, he said in 2012. And he had a super majority, so it wasn't even like he was getting stopped.
Right. He could have just ran that through.
Right. So the fact that they let this go on purpose because it is a way to get votes. After this went down, a bunch of people got texts to their phones from their Democratic leaders in their neighborhoods and their areas saying, see, this is why you need to vote for us. Send us money, send us donations for campaigns. The election's right around the corner. Most important election in the history of the entire world.
Yeah, the minute Biden hit the stage and gave his public, speech, the very first thing that came out of his mouth after, pro-choice and all that was, you need to get to the polls.
Right.
So, and I want to say to my sisters, this is not about your choice. Let's get beyond that. We know what that is. But to understand that they keep using this piece to garner up your emotions, if you haven't figured it out by now, then, you still have a long way to go. You still deep in the bottom of the trenches because this is a political move. And it's hard to speak on it because usually things of this nature, women don't go past, fuck you, this is my right. And so we want to put that on the table immediately. We already know that. Mm. But there are layers and layers of this stuff that have absolutely nothing to do with black women because during the pandemic, shit, we might have doubled our population.
Right.
There was a lot of fucking going on.
Nobody was born in 2020.
You see what I'm saying? So we know that doesn't stop us from naturally doing what it is we do. We do know that the white population, and they have these tests for 30, 40 years out, the white feminist women in particular who don't like their husbands creating these movements where, you know, the birth rate is becoming very low.
Yeah, I think the white population, there was a census done, I forget what year, and it's been the lowest for a while.
Yes, and they see this.
So that, yeah, go ahead, no, go ahead.
And understand this. So this thing is two and threefold, and let's not mention Margaret.
Margaret Sanger, yes.
Margaret Sanger, what her original concept for this was. She made no bones about it. Mm-hmm. We need to get rid of these black babies. So, and we need to create under the guise of providing a service. See, once you understand your government is never here to help you, then you got to start raising an eyebrow. Like all of a sudden, this is on every other corner for our benefit. You have to think beyond that. And no, and I'm not talking about your choice to have an abortion. I'm not talking about that. But the readily available opportunities, mainly in our neighborhoods, you have to understand that there's a war against our people. And I'd be remiss because I wasn't going to say anything, you know, because I don't want to get into a back and forth with my sisters about, you know, this and that. And then it's my body, my choice. But when it came down to the vacuum, it wasn't your body, your choice. And then what is a woman? You know, we start, you know, woman's right. Well, what's a woman today? So understand that. Have your emotional moment. And if you ever listen to what I be trying to break down, breathe, allow your emotions to subside, and then get back on your laser focus. Like, why now? Why at this point? Why was there a leak? The first time in the history of why all of these things happen. If you think they're happening by accident, then you have a long way to go to understand the way this game is being played.
I always find it interesting at what stops people, like what's people's full stop when it comes to like politics, right? Because I remember during the whole, you know, mandate stuff and that was happening, and people were going to Joe Rogan's podcast, scientists and stuff like that, and people were, black people were following, oh snap, I like this, ah, oh snap, cool, cool, cool. Then you leak. They compiled the videos of him saying nigger, and everybody's taking a stance. India Irie's taking a stance, and that was people's full stop. They didn't hear nothing else. That was just kind of the full stop. They didn't see the political games that were playing around.
Right.
So if that was people's full stop, when it comes to now, like women's full stop now is these like I've seen just full stop. Like this is
I'm not going beyond this.
Yeah, this is
an all out war.
And
yeah,
for women who've probably never had an abortion, who probably don't want to, but won't need to, but because that is the team, like women's, like that's the group, and self-identity politics now is huge.
Yes.
Now, right? So attack on a policy or a policy is an attack on everybody. It's an attack on you personally. So a lot of a lot of just critical thinking goes out the window when it comes to these are political games. Like the fact that texts from Democrats saying, oh, donate to us right after, that means they had everything preloaded. That means
yes.
They had emails and stuff preloaded. That means they had, you know, these campaigns and stuff already in the tuck already. So it's all a game.
It's all a game. And we have to be very careful because this supersedes racial boundaries. This puts gender against what do men know about this and this and that. And this becomes a real shit storm.
Right.
And we got to be careful that we, as we always do, provide critical, balanced thinking and go, wait a minute here. I look at the timing, the leaks, the media, the what the president says immediately in that sense, followed by what his real agenda is. You got to know how double talk is. You say one statement and you follow it behind what it is that you really want to achieve. And that's usually the last part of what you say.
You heard that lady said on stage with Trump, right? About white, this is a win for like white life or something.
Yeah.
That's like...
But so, because what she was basically saying is, we ain't got no white babies, man. We need you white women, barefoot and pregnant, literally, in a sense. And then I saw a black lady today, I think Tariq Nasheed posted it, and she was saying, well, all these black babies in jail, it's because they you know, they was unwanted babies when they could have been aborted. And that's a very harsh statement to make because I just watched P. Diddy and, you know, a bunch of prominent people mm-hmm. on stage who didn't have a father, but mother chose to keep them, and mm-hmm. they are achieving, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The list goes on and on and on. So that's a tangled web we weave for you to equate the filled up prisons and foster homes with these women didn't have an opportunity to abort these babies. So this thing becomes crazy.
And then I saw people saying, like, you know, basically look at all these kids with special needs. Like, you know, what if the mother just wanted to? I'm like, time out. Like, that was one of the illest things I've ever heard in my life. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And people are just coming out and saying these things. You get what I'm saying? Like, people are just coming out and saying, like, you know,
crazy shit.
Yeah, just abort the baby. If you know, if the baby comes out, this, like, I don't know.
We understand there are certain circumstances and where this goes without saying.
Right, right. There's, and what I've been seeing in this as well is there are certain topics that you talk about them in the most extreme of cases.
Yes.
Right? And then, like, because somebody said, well, they just made it illegal if you have a, I don't know what the term is, but it's a really, like, if your pregnancy could kill you, like, a pregnancy could kill a woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes the pregnancy has to be terminated.
We understand.
I understand. And they say, so now you can't even do that. I'm like, I don't think that's what the thing said.
No,
and here's the thing, too. The Supreme Court ruling, it said that the Supreme Court or the Constitution should have never protected it. And they're giving the rights back to the states, therefore the people. So
the people, back to the people.
Back to the people. If you believe your vote counts, if you believe in that stuff, then this should be a win.
Should have been a win a long time ago.
You know what I'm saying?
It should have been a win a long time ago.
Right.
If the Democrats really, you know what I mean? But once they play that card.
Thank you, Simone. That's the word. Thank you.
Once they play that card, even the Democrats, they can't bring this up every 4 years.
Right. Exactly.
So it becomes like, because that's usually what tips the scale. You get women pissed off about some shit they think men is. First of all, men are already fucked up in this country. To a lot of these women. So now it's an attack on women as opposed to an attack on, you know, political policy and right. all of that, you know, right. and the grand scheme of we are fruitful and multiply. We baby kids, you know what I'm saying? And they're not.
No, but here's the thing, too. And this is why when you ask at the top of the show, like, what is this about? And I said, I don't know. It's because at the same time, you're saying, okay, we want to make abortion illegal because Mike Pence came out and said we need a nationwide ban, right? Texas immediately banned all elections. They said in 30 days is a wrap. Mm. Florida, they said they have
it. All abortions?
Yeah. Florida, they have up to 15 weeks. They're going to have Ron DeSantis, who I like. He's going to have a emergency meeting to bring it down to 6 weeks because he has a lot of pressure from a lot of the Republicans in his state. So there's a lot, there's hair trick, the trigger laws where states had the law ready just in case.
Just in case. And then once it was in, they ready to go.
Now it's go, like, it's a trigger law. So now it's already go. So there's a lot happening. And at the same time, there's no baby formula.
Yeah,
there's no programs for women for when they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's no paid maternity leave, or there's no adequate maternity leave. So it's like you want people to have, you want women to have these babies, but soon as they're born, like, you're done with them.
And I've been married so long, bro, that has always been a family decision. If you decided to do that, so it's not your body, your choice. If you're in a family structure, it's right. like. This is not the time, or you know,
mm-hmm.
and just overall growing up, mm-hmm. you know, I've been in a situation, I'm young, I'm like, I don't know. But that's usually a collective body decision, just keeping it a being, mm-hmm. right? So what are we talking about? You know, are we talking about just because it takes two to tangle?
That's a fact too.
And that's the Listen, harsh reality.
That's a fact too.
Unless you were raped or violated in a way that means we collectively had a responsibility to be responsible.
That's too.
Nobody really wants to address those issues. So
I saw somebody tweet and it basically said, like, outside of an act of aggression, so rape, we're putting this here. It's very real, it happens. I get it. We're putting that here. Outside of an act of aggression, we need to stop talking about pregnancy like it's an accident.
Right.
Like you said, it takes two to tango. That happened. We knew it could happen.
Yep.
Contraceptive, it ain't even 100%. You get
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right.
We knew it could happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So to make it seem like, yeah, this is crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
No, no, it's a whirlwind. I don't want my sisters to get emotional. We're not delving through all of the history and the facts. We're here as black men. I'm talking about real black men. I'm not talking about these knucklehead niggas. Real black men are here with our sisters throughout whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we take responsibility for all action. You're not even a man if you don't take fucking responsibility. I don't even respect you. Just keeping it a bean. So we're not talking about that portion. We're talking about, you know, just the senseless act of us knowing this could happen at any given time, and then the responsibility goes out the window. And so we got to be real, real careful, because these people are about to wind women up in general. Wind them up.
Yeah. Listen.
And then it's going to be on.
Everybody's been virtue signaling, right? Kendrick came on, Godspeed to Women's Rights.
Yes, I saw that.
Everybody at the BET Awards. I think Megan Thee Stallion said
what's
something.
Her name said? F the Supreme Court. What's her name? You know her.
Who was it?
She used to wear the black and white all the time.
Janelle Monáe. Yes.
You know, so I understand in the heat of the moment, you on a platform and you feel it's your duty to say something. Kendrick Lamar, they shame Christ.
Yeah.
They shame the women or something to that effect. Him dressed as Christ up on stage. Yeah. Shit start getting weird with this nigga. Yeah. Shit is getting real weird. You know what I mean? So we understand all of that, but it's important that we just observe, because there's no right or wrong. We just have to observe to see where the energy of this shit is going.
That's what it is. And you know, it's crazy because Trump came out and he basically said, like, he basically kind of poked his chest up because obviously the Supreme Court, I think he put two justices in there, if I'm right.
I think it's three.
Right? He put a lot of it. So he's kind of stoking it like this is kind of like his legacy on, you know, I told you I would get this done and I basically got it done. I wasn't even in office. However, I heard that behind the scenes, he's telling Republicans that this issue is going to be bad for them because, again, it's on the table now. It's not hanging over people's heads
Right, this is tangible
It's here now. So now it's not like I could be.
And November's around the corner.
Yeah.
November's right around the corner in terms of the midterm elections and stuff.
So people are not sure if this is going to help the Republicans or hurt the Republicans. But like I said to you before, there's a lot of people mad at the Democrats too because they're just starting to see, like, wait, time out. This happened under your watch, Biden.
Right.
Right? And Obama, you had the opportunity, ample opportunity.
Especially when you had the majority House.
Supermajority.
Right. Supermajority House could have took care of the situation. It's not supposed to be something that, you know what I'm saying, is coming up now.
And all these companies, Netflix.
Same thing with gun control.
Exactly.
You know, all of these things.
Immigration.
If you notice, they all come up around the same time.
Immigration, gun law, abortion. Abortion, yeah. That's it. And all these companies, Netflix, I think, like a lot of streaming companies, they came out and said that they would fit the bill if a woman needs to travel across state lines to get a pregnancy terminated. Now, I read that. I said, oh, virtue signaling. They just trying to be, you know, when something happens and the company says, like, ah, we never going to show, like, a mass shooting. We're never going to show guns in our movies again, stuff like that. Somebody else said, yo, they did the math and realized that maternity leave or paying for your abortion would be cheaper. I said, whoa.
I said that 2 weeks ago.
Whoa.
When it first came out that Apple or somebody said any of their employees want it, don't worry about it. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking cheaper.
Wow.
Get your ass back to work.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
But on the surface, it looks like a great gesture. Oh, I'll take care of it for you. Thank you. You got 4 weeks.
Yeah.
To recover.
Yeah.
You get 8 weeks or it's 12 weeks for the baby. You got 4 weeks to recover from this and get back to work.
Also, there was a lot more that came out of this. Real quick, it seems like out of all of this, because the Supreme Court ruling was voted like 6-3, if I'm correct.
Yes.
But it seems like Clarence Thomas, I'm not a fan, but he's being used as the scapegoat here.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm confused as to why.
No,
not a fan, but I'm just saying.
Never be confused because one of the things we talk about is you need a target.
Mm-hmm.
whenever your government is doing what they do, they always have to give you a open enemy target for you to venture energy at.
Yeah.
Whether it was Trump, whether it's this one, it's always somebody this way, this. How do you think they're able to keep their hands clean through all of this mess? Now, as long as Clarence Thomas is there, ooh, I fucking hate him. All of that energy gets absorbed by him or his handler, who's probably somebody who can really use that energy and eat that energy like a sandwich. You know what I mean? So no energy ever goes to waste here.
Yeah.
It's sort of like hot dogs. When you find out what the fuck a hot dog is made out of, you be like, God damn. You know, there's all the shit on the floor. They just scrape all that shit up and grind that shit. Yeah. So everything is everything here. So even your negative energy at him is being absorbed by those who, you know what I'm saying, control him. But you vent your energy off, boom. Like there's been protests around the country.
Right.
And people are venting at the system. And the true people who make these decisions, they're home drinking champagne.
And you know, I actually found interesting because like they basically, their politicians who are basically inciting these protests and things like that. But at the same time, this week you're doing January 6th committees and
for insurrection and all that shit
and stuff like that. But you're inciting people to go after these judges at their homes. We just saw
somebody's address got leaked to
us. Yeah, yeah.
Was it Clarence?
I think it might have been. Oh, Kavanaugh.
Yeah, somebody's address.
There's something else happening with Miranda rights.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to, I think, repeal that. They did something with Miranda rights. I mean, basically, and like if, say you got caught for something and you have like better evidence that exonerates you, I don't think you can bring that.
No, you can't bring that to the Supreme Court no more.
Yeah.
I got a small list of things that happened this week.
Clarence Thomas said something about the Constitution protecting contraceptives, and it was something else. I think same-sex marriage, that as well.
States are required to fund private religious schools now.
Oh.
Yeah. Police can't be sued for not reading you your rights.
Whoa.
They can no longer be sued for that. States need not provide medical care that would exonerate prisoners. Wow. So they don't have to provide that shit no more. Expanded gun rights to carry with no permit. You know, list goes fucking on and on.
Wow.
So these are the things under the midst of what's already taking place.
Yeah, that was under the radar.
It's under the radar. That just flies up under the radar. So it's a lot going on in this country, and it's been downhill.
States have to fund private schools now?
That's what it said. That's what it said, homie.
That's interesting.
And now they just passed a 6-3 ruling that you can pray in school. So now church and state is becoming one. So because I remember I was reading, it was something about a coach who had
at the end of the game, he went to, 50-yard line and
did a prayer. It's custom. People do that.
Yeah.
But now you could do this in school. So now there is no separation between churches. No, this thing is getting interesting.
This is interesting.
By the minute.
Wow.
Okay. So it's a lot going on in this country. You got to breathe and just kind of stay in tune because
seriously,
it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I'm not up here fear mongering and all that because you should know better than that. But it has to get worse before it gets better. That's just the flow of this. And these people know that there is a great awakening amongst our people who are just not having it anymore. And so now they got to pull out all the stops because they want to take as many people with them as they can.
Yeah, and you got to think, and I'm talking to you guys, you got to think about just how much stuff is happening all at once. Shootings, this, that.
Food shortages. Virus,
die.
As Queen Bee just said, all kind of stuff.
It's just stuff happening. And like you said, it's designed to just kind of take our attention away from like what is like really, really happening.
Yeah, the only way they can pull off such things of this magnitude is the great magician has to keep you distracted some way or keep you in a state of perpetual fear.
Yeah.
Perpetual fear that you're going to lose your rights. It's women in other states who that law don't even apply to.
In New York, upset.
And they're just like, no, fuck this.
Yeah.
And I get it. You bonding with your sisters collectively. But if you go, wait a minute, when did this happen? Who's behind this?
Yeah.
Doesn't this happen every 4 years?
Yeah.
And then you start going, oh, I keep, it's like a mouse who keeps chasing the same piece of cheese, man. At some point, goddamn.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a commercial.
Yeah, I think we killed that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we shot. Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. We are back.
Thank you for your continued support.
Thank you guys for being here. We appreciate it.
Always. We do.
Always.
Always.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already, because like, what are you doing? You should have.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget to get your membership ready. Show 300 is coming. Coming close.
Yes, what are we going to do for show 300?
Listen, man, I said, I don't know.
Pop a bottle or something.
We need bottles. Need bottles. We need something else, too. We need to give away some stuff.
We'll give away some stuff. We always do.
Yeah, we got to give away some stuff. I don't know. Yeah, tell us. We're going to be taking phone calls.
We're going to be taking phone calls.
Taking phone calls.
And just keep it brief, and if you want to say thank you for,
please,
you know, we appreciate that, you know, what it is that we do, and, you know, we'd appreciate that.
Facts. All right.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, Brittany Griner, it was announced that Brittany Griner, basketball, WNBA basketball player, she got locked up in Russia for possession of cannabis. And she's been locked up for a while. And apparently, like a couple weeks ago, they said, oh, she's going to be here another 2 weeks. They just kept, it was like the lockdowns. Like, you know, they just kept pushing back. Today it was announced she's going to be there for another 6 months. Her trial starts July 1st. And she's facing up to 10 years.
For goddamn cannabis?
Yeah.
A vaping pen?
Yeah. And you know what? It feels like they're using her as a political pawn.
I told you that when it started, bro.
Yeah. I don't know if for war has somebody.
This shit is going to... That piece on the board, which seemed insignificant at first, is going to play a major role in America even having to send in the special troops to go get her.
That's not going to happen.
Or something. No, okay, maybe I watch too much TV. Okay, okay. You know, I could, you know, send in the forces and shit, dark at night and go get her. Or something. Somehow.
I think America has somebody of Russian influence.
Yeah.
Or a Russian criminal or Russian somebody. And they go, and they said, like, yo, give
this. Well, they should have did that already.
I don't know. That's what I think. That's what I think.
No, it could be true.
That's what I think.
You know? This could be true, so we need the sister home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense. But it goes to show you the laws in other countries, bro.
Yeah.
And bro, a lot of these rappers, they do a lot of traveling, and they ain't never left the block before.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And now you better know, trust me, we had to learn on the fly. Listen, when you go here,
Like, I heard in Jamaica, you can't, like, at concerts, you can't curse.
You can't curse in Jamaica concert.
Yeah. I think Drake almost got hemmed up.
Come on stage and take your ass off.
Yeah, Drake.
You can't put your feet up. In certain countries, the bottom of your feet showing to other people is disrespectful.
Oh, man.
Listen, you need to know the customs of these places as you go to these places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it gets crazy. You know what I mean? And then you take a nigga from the hood who ain't never been nowhere, Ray Ray and Man Man and them. And they just think it's whatever, wherever they go. And once you get locked in one of them prisons, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
I remember Tim Dog telling his man, listen, you fuck around out here if you want to. I'm going to do all I can, but then I'm out. Your ass will be stuck out here in a goddamn Sweden prison somewhere. And that's your ass. So, you know, this is kind of harsh or hashish. 10 years is really hashish, harsh.
Yeah, and that is.
But again, it
got to be a political
but
game.
You,
listen, it has to be. It's no other way.
Maybe Lord knows this. There's certain countries, peace, Lord, where you go to and they don't have no drug trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have zero drug trafficking because the amount of time you're going to get, or there's no stealing. You see the nigga with one hand. This nigga got a nub. They don't play in certain countries, bro. They'll castrate you. You violate a woman.
Yeah.
Yo, they're extreme with that shit. A law should cut your fucking head off and shit. Yeah. So you better know what it is when it is. Mm-hmm. Because damn, if you got a nub, you know, and you know, it'd get bad, bro. Yeah. So
I want to know how this plays
out. Somebody said Griner is an idiot. Well, I'm not really sure. Ike Diamond, I would call her an idiot because she had some marijuana with her in her bag as an NBA, as a WNBA player coming into a country and maybe she didn't know the laws. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't go that far unless you call her an idiot for other reasons. I don't know. Where's the WNBA? Yeah, well, they wearing T-shirts.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. They're wearing T-shirts saying free, you know, Britney.
Yeah,
and
they need to put more pressure on Biden.
Absolutely. Because had that been LeBron James or Tom Brady.
Yeah, we'd be at war with them right now.
We would be at war.
Yeah.
What? Tom Brady, number one quarterback in the world.
Yeah.
Now the team, move. Desert Eagle, move in the middle of the night. Move. They would be moving in to go get this nigga.
Yeah.
They're like, Brittany Griner, what's she having? 12 points?
Was it, somebody said it was CBD oil? Was it?
I think it was the oil. I think it was CBD oil.
Oh, that's trash.
Or something to that effect. It wasn't like she was coming in with pounds of weed.
That's trash.
Yeah, but again, know the laws. Maybe she was doing it because she plays ball overseas frequently.
But CBD oil is supposed to help soreness, and that's probably, I don't know.
But I'm saying, maybe she was bringing it in because she plays overseas often, and it's never really been a problem.
Yeah.
You know, they look the other way, you know, for personal use. And maybe this Russian thing is a part of a bigger thing.
Yeah, I think America has like a Russian.
Come on, this is a Schumann situation.
Schumann.
It's a Schumann. Throw the shoes up on the thing and create old songs and shit. I'm telling you.
Yeah. And then put it in the Library of Congress.
Put it in the Library of Congress.
Like it was an old song.
Like it was an old song that we dug up. That shit was crazy.
That movie was crazy.
Yeah. Wag the dog, y'all. Wag the dog.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So free Britney, man. Not Britney Spears this time. Britney Griner. Not Britney Spears. So yesterday was the BET Awards, and you probably were asking right now, do y'all still watch the BET Awards? Is the BET Awards still a thing?
I stumbled upon it yesterday.
Same.
And by accident, trust me.
Same.
And I said, oh, let me just see what's... And I tried to watch the first 15 minutes. I couldn't. And then I sat down with wifey, and we wasn't really nothing on. Yeah. So we watched... And it was bad.
Yeah, yo.
It was terrible, Kenny.
It's crazy because I think music, like the technology and music, like it sounds better than it did 10 years ago. Not the content. I'm just saying sounds. It's like there's so many different things people are doing with music. But the caliber of artists, like they don't sound the same live.
Right.
They don't give a great performance live.
Right. They're mixing the alchemy of the music is different.
Yes.
Like what Travis Scott is doing.
Right.
And some of these guys are doing with layers of sound.
Right.
I appreciate it because it moves the sound forward. It enables you to understand that there's no limit, but
Thank you for understanding. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. The content that you're putting on the sound is soulless. And lifeless.
Even the performances.
And these dudes, they just standing there lifeless.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really, I'd rather have the spirit of the music made on boom bap beats where at least you felt that because I don't feel this music as old.
What happened to three verses in a song?
And these people are soulless.
Yeah.
Soulless. You look into their eyes, one or two may stand up. One dude, what's his name? Givens? He tried to act like his earpiece.
Oh, Giveon.
Giveon. He was like, oh, no. Yeah. This nigga, he heard himself and was like, well, nigga, if you did like this, that means you heard yourself, nigga. How did you know it was fucked up? How do you know it wasn't beautiful? No, just ask me something. How do you know it wasn't beautiful? Because you heard that shit.
Yeah.
It was like, oh. You know? It's all scripted. Mary J. Blige, I love her.
Oh, my God. What the hell is
she wins
that?
An award and is reading off a teleprompter.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you know you was going to win, Mary? And, you know, Mary ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. I love her. She was like, And people have been asking me,
what does it feel like?
What does it
to always win?
To always win.
Do you get tired of it?
Of it.
Go back. And she said, go back.
Yeah, go back. Bring it back. Period. Stop. Pause. Bring it back.
Smile here.
Smile here. Hold up award. What the fuck is going on here? What the fuck's going on here? You know, at least act surprised.
Oh,
now, I knew she was going to win. She was sitting out front.
Right.
And Diddy gets honored tonight, so you know they're going to honor her. So she's sitting there. I said, she's going to win this.
Oh, my God.
But at least act fucking surprised. At least go, you know, I really didn't expect. Let me just go off the
Nicki dome. Used to act surprised every time she won the female
the only
rapper.
One in the fucking category. best woman rapper, Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God.
And the winner is get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God. But she acts surprised.
Yeah, but at least she acts surprised. Oh my God, this means so much to me. Yeah. All my Barbies and all that shit. Yeah. You know, but this is ridiculous. So the whole award was fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Then your man Roll, what's this nigga?
Who you talking about?
The Pride dude. Michael Porter.
Michael Porter. Isn't that Michael Porter?
He came out there and showed his ass.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
He came out and showed his ass.
Literally?
Literally. Oh. Lord. It was so bad. I had to pick up my phone and said, I can't even watch it. I'm staying my phone.
Billy Porter.
Yeah, he's extreme. Then I heard Saucy Santana was there with a crazy outfit on.
I didn't see that either.
No, it's their moments. Their moments, so... They was doing their thing.
What else happened?
And then Diddy comes out.
Yes, Diddy got honored. He got a Lifetime Achievement Award.
First of all, I was happy for Jodeci. They looked drunk.
Oh, everybody was drunk. Yeah,
that's why they had them shades on.
Yeah.
But I was happy to see them dig them niggas up from wherever they was.
Yeah.
And they performed.
Yeah.
Lil' Kim missed the whole cue.
Yeah.
She came out. She, what the fuck is up with her body? Listen, I'm not woman shaming. Her body looked crazy. Even women got to go, yo, what the fuck is that, man? You know what I mean? And she was coming out doing this shit. And they was like, Diddy was like, bitch, your verse is on. What's rumble with the beeps, huh? Get the whole family. She dismissed all that shit. And then she came in the middle, did some shit. Locks came out.
Yeah.
You know, did their part. Shine came out.
That disappointed me. Now, I love Shine.
No, I love Shine too.
Love Shine, man. But did he put you in jail?
He did.
He snaked you.
He snaked you, bro.
Put you in jail for 10 years. And then you didn't even do your 10 and come home.
Come home like,
you got deported. You know,
Shine is home, son.
Shine. No, you got deported.
They deported your ass.
And then you're going to come out and, I don't know.
That was terrible.
I just was like, what?
But it's political now.
Yeah.
I think Shine being a dignitary in Belize is going to somehow leverage that if he needs it.
Yeah, sure.
And then who else came out during his performance?
Shine's performance?
No, during Diddy's performance.
I forgot.
Busta came out.
Busta did come out.
Busta, they rocked. And they changed Pastor Cavassier to Pastor Ciroc, of course. Then he did a tribute. He used Missing You, Biggie's song as a tribute to Kim Porter. Now, he killed both of them.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. And for you to remix that, that's a slap in the face, bro. Let's just say suspect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Allegedly, they died under suspicious circumstances. Let's just say that shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I might meet that nigga one day and I have to explain it to him. I didn't mean like you. I mean, you know, not love because your name is Love. I meant the shit Diddy used to do.
Yeah.
And no, don't hold me back, Malcolm. Don't hold me back. You know what I mean? You know, if you want to swing, I'm going to fall. You do know that.
That's a fact. Yeah, you should.
Nigga swing on me, I'm going to fall.
You should.
And I'm going to be holding my face and I'm calling... I suffered pain. I needed law. One of the motherfuckers.
Right.
And it's going to be a lot of trauma.
Right.
And I'm going to have my whole family with Eli Woods walk up.
Oh, facts.
Crying and shit. And my wife out there crying. Look at what they did.
No cry. He'll
no
cry
one
on
could
cool.
cry.
They'll cry on cue now. Yeah.
And then they're going to pay us.
Yeah.
But he came out and did a tribute to Kim Porter using Biggie's song. And then Faith came out at the end of that shit. The shit was fuck. Oh, Mary came out. Mary came out. Performing. And it just was a shit.
It was a
circus.
Mess. Yeah, it was a mess.
It was a mess, bro.
And you know what's crazy? Because people keep going, why y'all complain about the shows? I like watching everybody's reaction on the timeline while everything is happening.
Yes,
it is hilarious.
Yes, this shit was a shit show.
It was, yeah.
And you know, he summed it up by, you know, he's gonna be giving money to, you know, Howard University and
Jackson State.
Jackson State, that's cool.
That's dope.
No problem. But I could see the evil in his eyes. It was filled with evil. And I could see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just keeping it a bean. Oh, Kanye shit.
Yeah, what was that?
That nigga had me wilding because he looked like he was going to pass out.
Yeah.
Under that fuck. He's dead now. He said he wants to be considered legally dead.
Mm-hmm.
But he came out because Diddy must have asked him to come out. And he walks on stage. Now, it's got to be hot in that shit, in that place.
Yeah,
this thing had a leather bomber on from the 80s or some shit. And a mask covering his whole face with dark glasses and a fucking hat. Mm. And he didn't know what to say or how to say it. He just kept rambling on about a whole bunch of shit. And then I thought he was going to pass out.
Yeah.
And that would have been very uncomfortable on a live show because he kept going, you know how you can see the mask going?
Yeah.
I said, this is going to be bad. What the fuck is up with Babyface? That nigga looked like his face is made out of plastic residue or some
shit. That's his brand. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Keep it up, I guess.
Whatever the fuck. Yeah, he looked like his shit was like made out of plastic silly putty or some shit. All right.
Oh, man.
So he didn't thank a lot of people. Of course, you know, he didn't thank Black Rob. He didn't thank Craig Mack.
Can't.
He didn't thank.
He didn't thank Mace, right, did he? G-Dep.
G-Dep. I always look like a Spanish lady when I be trying to do the Harlem Shake and shit. What, Papa, you want to dance?
Oh, my God.
So G-Dep, Loon, there was a lot of people. But he said, I can't thank everybody. You know, so thank you. And then, you know, Jay-Z opened up with a via message on how Diddy changed style. And I'm just saying, man, shit was a shit show.
It was. It was complete. And somebody said, that's the Bronx Shake. That's funny.
No, that's not. That's the Harlem Shake. Oh, what I was doing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Spanish.
Yeah, that's funny.
A Spanish. Yeah. You are Spanish, huh?
Did y'all see the verses? Now,
that was bad. I didn't see it. But words started reverberating.
Yo, listen, these artists, they don't know how to perform.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what. And they're not old school. They're like my generation.
They should know better.
They should know better. And it looks like that the alcohol and the weed smoke just got to everybody because they all sound bad.
They all sound bad, bro.
Ray J, I don't know what the hell.
And I saw this dude on like a TikTok. He said, listen, fucking just put the motherfucking computer in front of the jail and let R. Kelly do the damn verses from prison, he still can be charged.
Yeah, it was bad.
But it's funny shit.
And I was on here, I thought Omarion would win. And no.
I told you Mario.
Mario smoke. But you know the thing is, when the verses were song for song, just play a song, I play my song. That's it.
Yeah, of course.
That's when it was just, but once it turned into a performance,
it's a rap.
Like, and I could talk shit to you. I could get under your skin.
And that's why, going back to the Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One battle of verses, I said, this is interesting because both of these dudes are performers.
Yeah.
That's why Big Daddy Kane didn't want to perform against Rakim.
Yeah.
He was, because Rakim is not that type of performer. He was just going to stay there and do his rhymes.
Yeah.
He know Chris is going to bring it with his energy, and he brings it with his energy. Now you have a show. You knew the Bounty Killer and
Fire.
You know that was going to set it off. You know what I mean? So certain people you know are going to bring it. The Isley Brothers and them, I don't even know what the fuck was going on with them. I didn't recognize Ron Isley, and that's bad because he's like 90 or something.
Yeah.
But I didn't recognize none of them niggas. But everybody knows R. Kelly would beat people in four categories. He could beat Chris Brown in one category. He could do a gospel, beat all of the gospel people. He can do slow jam.
It'd be a long night.
It'd be a long fucking night. And that's songs just keeping the beam.
Songs.
Oh, all these niggas, he wrote them songs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, shit.
I saw a tweet and it was just like, yo, don't go check your favorite 90s songs, who wrote them.
Dude, who wrote them?
It was like Robert wrote Britney Spears songs. He wrote Michael Jackson
songs.
Yeah,
he wrote all kind of shit, bro.
Nobody wants smoke with him.
Yeah, nobody want that kind of smoke.
Omarion, yeah, he was that bad. Like, and a lot of dirt came out afterwards because Omarion, he's had like the reputation the past like 5 years as being like zen. You know what I mean? Like stuff happens, his bandmate get with his baby mother, zen. I don't care. Like,
right. Did one of these dudes knock his mom's down?
I don't know about his mother.
No, I saw that today. One of these niggas
knocked
his mom's down.
I don't know about his mom. That's but bad. Like that's like he's like zen, like he don't care, he's above it. Apparently that's not what it is.
Okay.
Mario got under his skin and his former B2K band members, they dropping it like he wasn't really a lot of those songs wasn't really his vocals. Some other dude's vocals.
Makes sense.
What else? Yeah, this is like what happens on the internet after you have a bad day, the internet just
come for it. Yeah.
And it was bad.
They come for you.
He had a bad night.
A very bad night.
I actually feel
and
bad.
Your man, Brandy's brother,
Ray J. Yeah.
The hell was that shit about?
I don't know.
And she tried to save him.
Yeah.
With her post, I told you to drink the tea and don't. No, nigga, he just sound. Yeah. These niggas sound terrible.
They do.
I'm telling you, the Immortals. And I did a lecture on them. Mm. You can find it for the $5 membership. Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Patti LaBelle. Gladys Knight, all of them artists from that era,
yeah,
they sound exactly the same today. Anita Baker,
and they did Stephanie drugs back Mills, in the day.
It was fucked up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's something I call them the Immortals. They don't seem to age much, but their voices are pristine. Before she passed away, Aretha Franklin, and bro, when you hear them sing. It's like you listening to the goddamn record. These dudes today,
yeah,
me and you can put a band together.
I'm with it.
Put some auto-tune in there.
I'm with it.
You know what I'm saying? One wish. Do our own shit.
I heard Brandy, she could, because like, I heard she can double her own voice like in the studio.
What does that mean?
Like, you know when they went to doubles and like, especially when you're singing, like they want like echoes. She could do it herself. They don't need like the computer to do it.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, like they said, you know her voice is like that
can
crazy.
Can do that. I don't know. Hathaway, Donnie Hathaway's daughter.
She has a daughter.
Yeah. Y'all know who it is. The Hathaway daughter. They said her vocals is pristine. Mm. Layla Hathaway.
Okay.
Did you hear the one with Marvin Gaye? It's online. He did all of his doubles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And dude. Marvin Gaye, he was partying. No.
And he was a serial killer.
Stop.
He was a serial
killer. Allegedly.
In the daytime. He's killing people. A lot of people don't know that. But, yeah, he could sing his ass off. You know what I mean?
That's probably one of my favorite conspiracies. I swear it is. I swear. I went down such a rabbit hole. Like, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my intel tells
yo,
me.
Yo, can you imagine that? Like,
yeah, they used to protect them, too. Yeah, they used to protect them. They used to protect them, man, because they knew. Dude, he looks like Dracula.
He does.
Right? Yeah. Like when he wears his collar up and shit, his eyebrows and shit. And they could look like Dracula. Like, he could be into some of that sinister shit. I'm just telling you what my intel told me. You take and run with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Well, that was the BET
Award. Yeah, that was the BET Award.
Oh, man. So, Disney, they offered Johnny Depp $300 million to come back and reprise his role as Jack Sparrow.
I like it.
And this is after the drafting of American Idol and the whole allegation.
Winning, brings him back into the mix.
I think they're scared he's gonna sue them.
Could be.
Like, that's lost wages. He could get bank off that.
Yeah, so they're gonna come out like Bandit's giving them $300 million. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey man, $300 million, yeah, man. Take that. Take that and run with that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So shout out to him for that.
Oh, Otis Redding, you know.
Oh yeah.
Sam Cooke, Al Green. You can hear Al Green today. Sound like Al Green. Man, listen, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
What?
They don't make them like that no more.
Did you hear about this Burger King employee? He got like a goodie bag for...
he worked 27 years straight without perfect missing
attendance.
A day.
Yeah, perfect attendance, 27 years straight.
And they gave him a fucking goodie bag.
Yeah. So as a result, people put together...
What was in the goodie bag?
Like candy.
Stupid shit. Candy, yeah. A pencil.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
And people banded together, put together a GoFundMe page, and right now it's at like $160,000.
I like it. A man of that magnitude committed to his job, whether you think he should have moved on with his life or not, 27 years without missing a day. But that's old school. You get a lot of, you know, the old grandpops, they didn't miss a day and shit. They really took that work shit serious, man.
Yeah, I remember... I got a job at Barnes & Noble when I like first graduated. I had like mad jobs when I first graduated. And like the guy who was interviewing me, or he was doing like my onboard, and he was so like proud. He was like, yeah, you know, I did just 30 years at Barnes & Noble. First off, I'm like, not corporate.
Right.
Barnes & Noble. And then he goes, yeah, you know, they gave me a pen and a pen. I said, no.
No, that's when you knew.
I was like, no, sir.
No, sir. But as a bus driver, I used to be proud when I used to get my first year, no accident. 5 years, no. I got up to 10 years, no accidents. And then you get a jacket at 10 years. You get the jacket, you walking around proud. You know, niggas, oh, that nigga, Bowser, you know what I'm saying? He ain't had no accidents and shit, you know? You know, just shit you proud of and shit, you know? Jeez. And then I had an accident. Yeah, and the rest was history.
They took your jacket off?
Nah, they ain't taking. Give me this fucking jacket, nigga. But when it got to like 15 years, and niggas was getting there, 15, everybody was 15. I was like, that one fucking accident. That nigga's gonna come out. How you gonna come out of that light? You know, he ran that light, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. You know, you be proud of shit. You be proud of the shit you get, man. But anyway, speaking of restaurants, two people, one person was killed. And another person injured in a Subway's restaurant.
Oh, in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, because the employee put too much mayo on a nigga sandwich.
Damn, that's crazy.
So that's when you know this shit is a cesspool, man.
Yeah.
This shit is off the rails now. And I'm constantly watching fights in restaurants.
Yeah.
Niggas jump behind the counter and be thumping with the McDonald's people. I'm like, yo, bro, it's just a burger, bro. Yeah. Chill and wait there. We do your burger. You shoot somebody?
Yeah.
Dude, you got a lot of shit on your... Two people? Because it was too much mayo?
Yeah.
I don't know how true this other story is, but I'm going to share it.
Go ahead.
This lady shot her husband because she went through his phone and found pictures of a younger, thinner woman in it. Come to find out, the younger, thinner woman was her.
Oh, that's some bull. I don't believe that.
Tell me what I heard, man.
I don't believe that. That's some bull.
You mean like, wait a minute, huh? What were we saying? Is this the... Yeah, that's the bitch. Sorry about that.
Yo, I was watching... This is an announcement because I remember I was telling you guys, I was watching... Me and wifey was watching P-Valley. Oh. And that was our thing. I'm done. I am done. Oof. Did you see the last episode?
No, I heard they went straight happy. They was very...
It was a long scene, too. Even Avery was like, I ran out the room. Ugh. Screaming and scratching and like, oh my God. It was,
yeah. I mean, because you... I mean, even to be politically correct, which I'm not. I'm not going to sit there and act like I... some niggas, yo, it's just, that's their life. No, fuck it. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm a very accepting person.
I am.
But
not,
it's just like
I don't want to see that shit in a movie. I don't want to see two niggas holding hands.
Yeah, that was a lot. Shit. And it was a lot of women going, "All right, that was a lot." You know
what
I'm saying?
Come on, man. Fuck this.
When
man.
Women say that, you know.
Yeah.
When women say that, you know. I just
I be in a restaurant acting like I don't see them niggas. They be looking at me like, yeah, boo, that's him. I don't see. I look past you niggas.
Yeah.
You can have that shit. And I say all of that to say, if my son came home with a gay lover, hey, how you doing? I love you. You switched
not,
over.
Not Malcolm. Don't use me in this thing.
Well, you're standing.
Somebody in the comments, oh, it's new. Man.
Oh, yeah. Let me not do that. These people be losing their fucking mind.
I always knew it. And it's like, yeah.
Like, the only one I'm allowing to bring a white girl in here is Eli. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, Eli gets a pass. You know, hey.
That's true.
You know, that's take funny. It how you can get it.
Yeah. Shit. We got to take another commercial break.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast. Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you.
Urban X TV, Urban X Podcast, Urban X everything.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, give a honk for us right now.
Give a little honk for us right now. We can hear you.
If you're in your car, you heard.
We appreciate you. You heard.
So, I've heard about this new law in Florida that allows cops to pull people over if their music is too loud.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody in California said they already have that.
Really?
In L.A.?
Oh.
But we know who that's targeted for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, isn't it that case that happened? Wasn't that in Florida? Over the music too loud
and he killed
the two kids or whatever the case may be. So this is just another way for them to stop pulling you over because obviously, you know, we young people listen to their music very loud. It's very aggressive. I've been there.
I listen to my music at ignorant levels.
Yeah, ignorant levels, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. So can you imagine you out there in your car, you pull into a gas station and, you know, there's old people there and they automatically associate you with a certain energy with that. But now that just gives them a lane to just pull you over for no reason at all.
Yeah.
And we know what these interactions lead to in more cases than not. You know what I mean? So we aggressive. The music is playing. I'm playing fuck the police. You roll up. You know what I'm saying? And it's a problem.
And I go...
You know what I'm saying? Turn my shit down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shit like that. But I'm hyping. So, yeah. In Ohio, to call it's called disturbing the peace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, technically it is. Technically. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. If you're pulling into public places and you're disturbing the vibration of, you know, what's going on there. But we know what it's really about. This ain't got nothing to do with...
And Mexicans and stuff like that, they blast their music loud too.
That's very racist.
They do.
For you to say.
They do. Okay.
My Mexican brothers and sisters.
Okay.
They very loud. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
And they play the same four songs. God damn, you mix it up, son. I don't even know the words, but I know it's the same song. God. Yeah. They love their music too, bro. So we're musical people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we like, you know, that to get that sound level up to a level that I really can appreciate it, you know?
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about the Costco animal cruelty lawsuit over rotisserie chicken prices being too low? Never heard about that.
No.
Rotisserie chicken being too low.
Sounds like a good problem to have.
That's a great problem to have, yeah. Malcolm. I love chicken, everything about chicken. I love baked chicken. Yeah. I love sauteed chicken. I love stewed chicken. And I definitely love the ones the Jamaicans make. What's the name of that chicken?
Curry chicken.
I love the jerk chicken. I love all kind of chicken. And if it's rotisserie, that means it's evenly cooked on every side. Have you seen the rotisseries? It just goes around and around. And you be like, sir, I want that chicken right there, sir. Me and that chicken have made a connection. I want to eat that chicken. I got my napkins ready now. I want
to... Stop now. Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you.
I mean,
you was funnier than Cat Williams.
I'm working them shits out in real time. Yeah, I don't know where these things gonna go.
You funnier than Cat Williams.
Listen, y'all don't understand. I'm up here just having a great time. Mm. Life is great. Life is beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
So remember last week we spoke about Naomi Osaka teaming up with LeBron's production media company, and she creating her own media company called Hanakuma, which means flower bear in Japanese. Now
it means flower bed.
Flower bear.
Flower bear, okay.
In Japanese. Now, twist is, apparently in Swahili, it means something super derogatory.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So in Swahili,
yeah,
it means something bad.
Yes.
But in Japanese...
Sexually explicit.
But in Japanese, it means something good.
Yes.
Now, what did I say it meant when she said it? I was being funny.
What did you say?
I said something about fuck you or this and that.
You did.
And for you to say that it means something derogatory,
yeah,
I was on it without even trying to be on it. Yeah. I was just trying to be funny. So, but what are you supposed to do about that when something in one language means this and your intent is of the positive vibration?
Just call it flower bear. Just call it flower bear.
Yeah, but flower bear don't have the same as, what's that other shit, Tuwakanaka, what?
Hanakuma.
Hanakupa?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hanakupa sounds
14
mysterious.
Countries in Africa speak Swahili.
Oh, so
it's like 200 million people.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. But it's probably more people in Japan, right?
No, hell no. Japan is a little island.
Oh, I'm thinking about China.
China, yeah.
I'm thinking about China. Okay, the Swahili people can beat them, yes?
Yes, they can.
But we don't have the technology.
Somebody Japanese. Say you think it's a coincidence? Could be.
Could be.
But I also think it's... I think it's ironic, right? Because she is half, she's half Japanese, half Haitian. Not to say that she was supposed to do anything for her Haitian side, but here, naming something specifically in Japanese would mean something in Japanese, and it offending black people.
That's a weird quagmire to be
ironic in. As hell.
It's funny. Yeah. She's Japanese and Jamaican, or?
And Haitian.
And Haitian, okay.
Yeah.
Haitian. So she doesn't get no check.
no
check for her.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's a little you know what I mean? A quagmire to be in. And maybe she should just reconsider.
Change your name.
Yeah, but don't change it to Fun Duck. What's that other shit?
Flower Bear.
Nah, Flower Bear. Goddamn Flower Bear.
Flower Bear.
That shit don't sound right.
What do you think about Ghislaine Maxwell getting put on suicide watch?
She's on suicide watch now?
She is. Meaning they're gonna watch her commit suicide.
Yeah. I like it. It's time now.
Come on, you just started talking about it. Yeah, she's on suicide watch, and you know, it just seems like the timing always with these things. There's a new documentary out her on Stars on Hulu.
Yeah, I heard.
And she's getting sentenced soon. I believe.
Yeah, but what is she being sentenced for?
For trafficking young
show
girls.
Show us the cases.
Yeah.
I want to see the ledger.
Yeah, I want to see who she trafficked these
who
girls
who did she
to.
Traffic to?
Who's her clientele?
Who's her clientele? Because now she got ghost clientele.
Yeah.
See, you know, your government is full of it, bro. They literally full of it. Mm. That's bad. So, but they'll get two or three black security guards, correction officers. Mm-hmm. To watch them.
And fall asleep. Yeah.
And then she will die.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Case closed.
They will wake up and go, the cameras were out. We fell asleep. And you know the way it goes.
Yeah. The Nipsey trial is happening right now. Somebody asked us at the top of the show what we think about it. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what to think about it. Because it's just kind of like.
I think Cowboy just testify or take the stand. I'm not sure. All the details.
Because
kind of lost its luster for me.
It lost its luster because I know we're not going to get any new information.
Right, and we're not going to get the truth.
So I'm just kind of right. Like, this is kind of just formality.
This is just formality.
Yeah, I just wanted to get it over with.
Right. And that's no disrespect to Nipsey.
Right.
If I really felt he could get justice and they was going to peel back these layers to tell you who's really involved, but they can't do that.
Yeah.
Because if they do that, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why Biggie will never get his money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because the LAPD is not going to tell on themselves. And even in this case, the LAPD and Roc Nation and all of them are not going to tell on themselves.
Somebody said, have we seen the documentary on Ben Crump? I will never watch a documentary.
No, I'm not watching the ambulance chaser talk about justice. I seen it on Netflix. It was up there. I said, nah.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I'm going to keep it moving. Nope. I think they got a one coming out on the Supreme Team.
I want to watch that. It's on Showtime. Yeah, I want to see it.
When does it come out?
I'm not sure.
Comes out really
soon. I think in July it comes out.
And they got one on Black Mamba on Netflix coming out soon.
Oh.
on Kobe, and that one's gonna be a tough one to watch. I'll watch it with Eli because I know, you know, Eli will be going through it with that.
I still didn't see What Is a Woman. I have to watch that. I'm going to make
it my business. No, but when do I see? I got to watch it on my computer, I think, because me and wifey tried to order it.
Yeah, I think you got to watch it.
I think I got to watch it on the computer, so maybe we'll sit down.
Is it on Amazon?
It's not. It's not. Somebody said it was, but we looked for it, and we couldn't find it. If somebody could send me the Amazon link,
I definitely want
to. You know.
We spoke about the YG and Tiger thing, but we don't. I have no idea what that's even about.
That's a video. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's a video, but like why the hell would you even?
Because that's what it is, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you even?
I think this is anything for a little bit of extra attention.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Yeah. Somebody should watch it by now. You're right. You're right. I got to. You're right. You're right.
What they said?
We got to watch What Is a Woman by now.
Okay, yeah, that is our journalistic duty.
You're right.
You are right. It's free on YouTube.
Oh.
Send me a link, please.
Oh, okay.
Because I definitely will watch that tonight.
Yeah, seriously. Did you hear what French Montana said about Mayor Adams?
What did he say?
Basically, like, we should give him a chance. Like, you know, we should.
We should.
Because, and this is French, because remember, he was just in the picture yucking it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Mayor Adams.
And we understand. No, listen. When we say that, this man is going to fry. This man is going to take the fall for every... Again, we just spoke about channeling your energy at someone. He didn't create these problems. Mm-hmm. But we're going to blame him and that black lady, the police commissioner, when this shit hit rock bottom, but it was already sinking. So give him a chance in the sense that understanding it is a systematic failure. It is not going to be, he's going to be the fall guy for it.
I just French saying that, I just look at him like, what the hell are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he's trying to, whatever little bit of clout he has.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Did you see The Man Who Fell from Earth? No, I did not.
Is that a movie?
I think it's a series.
Oh, okay. Or did somebody really fall from her? Apparently, prosecutors want to send Nicki Minaj's husband to jail.
Yes. Because he never registered as a sex offender.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to give him jail time.
At least like 15 months, apparently.
Right, right. And I think she's trying to fight to keep him home.
Yeah. Somebody posted a video of like Offset and Cardi's son, like, out or Cardi's like out at the water park, and it was like, see, some people can't do this legally. It took me so long to get that joke, but because Nicki's son can't be out.
Oh, jeesh.
Yeah, I was like, that's mean.
But yo, have you heard about the Dante Perez Jones case?
No.
Where the guy was lynched, or he was found hanging.
He was found hanging.
And his ID is missing, and the family is not getting a lot of information.
Yeah, I did hear about
that. So let's keep an eye on that. If anybody has a lot more information, please drop it in the chat, because I just got wind of it not too long ago.
Okay.
And they're giving the family a runaround in reference to, you know, he was an army vet, from what I understand, over 200 pounds. His wallet was missing when they found him. And the family, they said they won't even let them see pictures.
Wow.
To confirm that it is him.
Christopher Perkins. Wow. He just asked about that. Yeah.
Oh, synchronicity. Okay, yeah. There we go.
Good job, man.
There we go.
Good job. We talked about Deshaun Watson's case. What do you? Are you guys hearing about all these flight cancellations that's happening?
Yeah. Well, what's the purpose of the flight cancellations?
They're short-staffed, but they're still booking flights. Knowing that they're short-staffed.
Okay, why are they short-staffed? Because I just saw they giving out air traffic controller jobs, $100,000.
Yeah, I seen that.
$150,000. Yeah. Nigga, you might see me like this. Hey, y'all see me like this. You know, bring that shit on in. Yeah, shit got real, you know?
But I think it's because of vax. A lot of the mandates that were happening, a lot of them didn't get vax, so...
But you would think they would rectify that, but now, because it's costing them billions and billions of dollars.
And what's happening is people's flights are getting canceled, and they're just going, yo, sorry.
Oh, no, no, no.
They're not getting reimbursed.
Oh, no, no,
some
no.
Some people are getting reimbursed, some people are not. It's crazy.
Yeah, if you get on Spirit Airlines, come on, bro, you know.
I've been on Spirit once.
I swear, a nigga was selling socks in the back of that flight.
It was rough.
Fish
you know
sandwiches.
I remember like...
Motherfuckers selling fish sandwiches.
I remember thinking like, it's not going to be that bad. Like, how can a major airline be that bad?
It's like Trailways of the Sky.
It is.
That's where they chipped in for gas. And when I got, you got $2, we trying to.
Somebody said, I got C19 tests, 2 for $5 red tops.
Yeah.
That's funny. That is funny. Apparently, I think 40,000 Army National Guards are about to get discharged.
Yes.
Because they're not vaxxed.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought they would kind of do away with that, but they didn't.
Yes, Spirit is the school bus of the airlines. Yeah.
So they're only giving credits, no returns. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, they're purposely booking these flights knowing that they don't have staff. So it's kind of like a crapshoot if you're taking a flight.
That is a crapshoot.
That's whack.
That is definitely whack.
Let's take some questions, though. Let's take some more questions.
Phil Valentine and Rich are on at 9:30, guys.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, they're going to be dropping, I don't know what the subject is. But just kind of keep that in mind. You know, we like to show support because that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And we give it up. Marlon passing away today. Marlon who? Marlon Briscoe. I don't know who that is. Kyrie is not back in Brooklyn.
Oh, no. He signed his option. Oh,
He signed his option so he can get his money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why leave $36 million on the table? And if he does go to the Lakers now, it doesn't hurt the salary cap.
Oh.
See, if they just signed him like a straight up sign and trade, there'd have been all them luxury tax issues. Nah. If he wants to go play with the Lakers, he's going to play with the Lakers.
Hmm.
And Brooklyn's going to get a whole bunch of pieces without Westbrook because they don't want Westbrook. Then the Lakers going to turn around and trade Westbrook for all of their role players. D and three players. So you got Anthony Davis, LeBron, Kyrie as your main pieces. Use Westbrook and get you a couple of shooters. PJ Tucker's out there, you know, tough guys, and see what happens.
Okay. Then that's okay.
And Kyrie is a follower of the show. So
shout out to Kyrie.
We support Kyrie.
This is true.
Yeah. Malcolm, do you plan on homeschooling your child?
No. Maybe.
You might have no choice.
Yeah, if I have no choice, but you know, he's going to school. I think, I don't know, I think the social interaction is important.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you still can get social interacting, but I'm a fan of whatever you got to do as a parent, man.
Yeah.
You know, you isolate these kids too much, and you know, and they got to be able to interface with the world. You know what I mean? So,
that's the problem now. It's a lot of kids.
Yeah, you know, see the Zillow scam where tenants are just keeping the rent.
Oh yeah,
application
the
fee.
Rent application. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got to hustle.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And a lot of these technologies, a lot of these websites that are you would think are to help things like this, like you want to help people find a home, things like that. There's always a way around all that.
Yeah,
there's
always some scams going on. I remember a dude in the hood.
Somebody said, "Malcolm, do both, reinforce every." Yeah, like I would do both.
But well, you're going to do both regardless.
He learns everything at home first.
Yeah,
anyway.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
I didn't homeschool. Only one I homeschooled was Eli.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know why I homeschool Eli. But, you know, it's a preference choice. If you do your job as a parent, you ain't going to have much issues. You know what I mean? You're gonna make that thing work.
Did y'all hear about, they said Putin has like an illness. Like some scientists, some doctors say he'll be dead in like 2 years.
Yeah, keep saying that shit.
I don't know if that's propaganda that's being fed or if that's just...
Yeah, Wayne Cooper, a whoop duper. I did hear about the plane crash.
Train crash. In Amtrak.
Kansas, right? Somewhere?
Yeah, it was in Kansas?
I believe it was in Kansas.
Wasn't that where all the cows died?
Yeah, I believe so.
Hmm.
Don't quote me because, you know, Black Dot be like fake news.
Oh, wow. And I was saying something else. We're talking about something else. Lost my train of thought. Forget. If you remember, I was in Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Missouri. Well, that's
Kansas
the
city.
State of...
No.
Kansas, not. Missouri?
No. That's Kansas City. It's a city in Missouri. Kansas is Kansas.
Oh, so maybe it was Kansas City. Okay, I was close. Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, I was close. Boy, I'm hot.
Yeah, it is hot. We're not going to do an after show tonight because we're going to be going over the Phil and Brother Rich.
Yeah, we're going to rock with them for a little bit.
Yeah, we want to.
If you come on over there, let them know.
We were talking about Putin, yes. Putin, they said he's going to die in 2 years. Apparently, he has some wild sickness and stuff like that. There's some CIA operatives over here saying they got people in his circle that might assassinate him and things like that. I don't believe none of that.
Yeah.
None of it.
Dot, do you think hip-hop is in the hands of Lil Nas X and Saucy Santana?
No. They're trying? No.
Well, that's... I just know there's no energy in the music no more.
Yeah.
That's what I do know. It's not no energy. It's just noise. And that's not to knock the producers. The producers are the ones trying to give you a new sound, or, you know, because it's unlimited what you could do with sound once you start cracking codes. But what the dudes are putting on top of that is crazy.
Where's the link? We're going to Black Magic 363. Just showing them some support.
Yeah, yeah. Black Magic 363. You know what it is.
They're starting now, I think, actually.
Yeah. Well, he black, so you know, Rich. It'll be around 9:30-ish.
Yeah. What happened? I think Putin, no, Russia actually is supplying the most oil to China now, ahead of Saudi Arabia.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know Russia had that much oil to be doing that. That's important. That little connection they got. It's very important. So
I hear about the China banks failing? No.
No, I didn't hear about that, actually.
Yeah. Somebody said the P-Valley show is going way too far.
Yeah, it was
I'm good. I don't even want to, don't even explain it. What do you think about Kendrick Lamar's performance? I didn't see the entire performance, so I'll watch it. But him dressed as Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm...
You know, a lot of these niggas die woke.
Yeah.
And they jumping out on causes and, and I like Kendrick Lamar, I really do.
He does a lot of performative stuff, though, but nobody really likes to admit it. Dad, do you remember that experiment? What's up with the CERN thing? What is that?
Oh, that's coming back on the 5th.
July 5th,
yes. July 5th. That's that machine of what I told you, they busting holes in the, they creating artificial black holes and shit.
Right.
Time traveling, all kind of particles and... So July 5th, because we're going into the Jason months now, guys. So if y'all thought it was rough, then here we go.
I did see Pelosi push the congresswoman's kid. Apparently, she said she nudged her to get in the picture. Don't know how that works.
But did you see your man, Giuliani, get assaulted?
Yes, I did.
A nigga patted him on the back, and he talking about he was assaulted.
Kind of was.
Dude, he would stop it. Damn assault. Nigga pat you on the back. The hydro collider. Nigga pat you on the back. He pat you on the back. Might have been a little stern.
Yeah, it was. He was like, hey, what he said?
I don't know what he said to him.
Like, piece of trash, something like that. He said something ill to him.
Yeah, Rod Hayes said, don't post, buy anything or go anywhere on July 4th. Okay. Yeah, it's about to go up. Weather manipulation, there are many CERNs. Look up. Okay, yep.
Okay.
Well, we know that there are stargates all over this planet. That we know for a fact. You know what I mean? They're all over strategic place. The elders and ancestors left them years ago. Now, to activate them, it's a whole nother story on, certain things you got to know and how to take advantage of that energy.
Somebody said, you see your man Caesar, from Black Ink, hit the dog with the chair. That was crazy.
I didn't see that. I didn't want to see it.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Then he tried to come and clean it up.
And said he was set up and I don't know how, dog.
How, dog? You hit the fucking dog.
You kicked the dog out and then you went and got the chair and then hit the, Yeah.
You got issues.
That was bad.
All right, so that's going
to
be it.
With that being said, guys, don't forget to like, shit, and subscribe. Don't forget to get your membership ready. We are counting down, man. Show 297.
Yes.
Show 297. It's been a wild ride, and we love you, all you guys. We will see you on Thursday.
Yep.
Peace. After show on Thursday. We'll give them after
show. Yeah, we'll give them after show on Thursday for sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.